Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? It means I'm on my own today. I wasn't on my own yesterday for After Dark Radio. Didn't have it. But I'm on my own here today. And I got a lot to talk about. Do I ever? Last night was Dynamite. I'm going to do the full Dynamite recap here today. And then all of the news. We will have the G1 update today. I think I promised that yesterday and it didn't happen. I got ranting about this or that, but we'll do the G1 here today. WrestleMania 42. If you're looking for two-day combo tickets, I'll give you all the information about that. John Cena talks about his final opponent. And we got more regarding when and where that's likely to take place. Naomi did an interview, and we'll tell you why that's interesting as well. We still don't know why she's not in action, why she has not been medically cleared. But we'll talk about that as we get into that interview. Update on Kota Ibushi heading into the Forbidden Door show. Karrion Kross, as well as a couple of ratings notes, and as noted, the full Dynamite recap. So a lot to get into here today. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, everybody. If you want a personalized rant from me, F4WOnline on Cameo is a place to go. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going it alone today! But I want to start with something. Okay. So, I know people love when this happens, but I'm just going to do what I can do, okay? So, John Cena's final match. We've been talking about this, all right? So, originally, the idea was that John Cena's final match was going to be on Saturday night's main event in early December from Boston, okay? This was a few weeks ago. So, you know, that was a plan. And then, you know, we've got another head-to-head battle, WWE, for the AW All-In show in September. It is not announced like officially yet, but the plan is there is going to be a WWE main roster PLE that is going to run head-to-head, and it will be headlined by John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. Okay? Now, when we started talking about that, I was told this will not be the last time this year that there is a big WWE move to go head-to-head with AEW. So, we've now been talking the last couple of days about how in the works, it appears that WWE is going to attempt to run John Cena's final match head-to-head with the World's End pay-per-view at the end of December. And that show would again be in Boston. And obviously, John Cena's final match, the idea would be, much like the John Cena-Brock Lesnar match, you know, we're gonna run head-to-head with AEW, which I'm going to talk more about the whys here in a second, okay? But here's the point. So apparently, in the chat, I was seeing that WrestleVotes has noted that WWE might not be able to run the John Cena final match head-to-head with AEW World's End because of the NFL. And obviously what that would mean is the NFL would have a game on NBC that night, and therefore WWE could not run Saturday night's main event, okay? I want to make it clear I'm not reporting anything right now, okay? But I do want to say that Saturday night's main event doesn't necessarily need to be on NBC. And I will leave it at that, okay? So my point is, regardless of what WrestleVotes noted today, my gut is that John Cena's final match is going to be on the same day as AEW World's End, and that there is a lot more to come in regards to all of this. Now, I was also talking today, or I was, someone messaged me today about the whole AEW, WWF going ahead thing. And, you know, we talked about this on Observer Radio last night, and I've talked about this on this show with Lance and other people. To me, if you are an AEW fan, okay? You're a fan of AEW. You love AEW. You're going to buy the AEW pay-per-view. You find out the WWE is going to be running John Cena versus Brock Lesnar on the same day. I believe you are still going to buy the AEW pay-per-view. I don't think there is, and I know Lance said he was going to pull a Dave and say maybe one. I don't even think there's one person who, if you are an AEW fan and you love AEW and you are planning to buy All In, I don't even think there's one person who is not going to buy All In because WWE is running head-to-head, okay? I even believe that if you are a fan of all wrestling, I like all wrestling. I don't love it all, but I'm a wrestling fan. There's things about AEW I love. There's things about AEW I don't love. There's things about WWE I love. There's things about WWE I don't love. I'll watch it all, okay? I believe that if you are like me and you enjoy watching the WWE pay-per-views and the AEW pay-per-views, I still don't believe there's anybody who is not going to buy All In because WWE is running on the same day. They're not both pay-per-views. You don't have to make a financial decision if you only have a budget of $40, $45, whatever. If you want to watch both shows, you're going to. You're going to buy the AEW show, and you're going to watch the WWE show. And the point of this is, I was messaging somebody today, and you know, they're in with WWE, and they also don't believe that this is being done to, like, hurt AEW's business. They believe this is done strictly because WWE is petty and they want to screw with Tony Khan, and that's it. And I believe that as well. Maybe there are people there that actually think that you're taking business away from AEW, but I don't buy that one bit. I think it is truly that they are just being petty. They're just trying to mess with Tony, and that's why they're doing this. Do I really think that anybody is not buying World's End because they're going to watch John Cena's final match for free? No. If you want to buy World's End, you're going to buy it. Are they doing it just to be irritating? Yes, that's why. So, that's the story. I mean, I don't think that's news. I mean, I think that that's most people's presumption. I mean, I guess you could try to make the argument that they're drastically impacting AEW's business, but until I hear, like, a good argument that they are, I don't buy it, and I don't see it. So, there you go. All right. Now, I promised we were going to talk about the G1, so let's do it. Jeremy Finestone, who actually took his plug out of the notes, but it's I think it's Speaking of Strong Style podcast on the Fight Game Media Network. But anyway, Jeremy Finestone, I do know that. So here is the recap. In the A block on August 10th, Bolton Oleg beat Taichi, Sonata beat Oiwa, Yota Tsuji beat Kellen Newman, Evil beat Tanahashi, and Finley beat Yuya Uemura. So for the final A block standings, did anyone have on their bingo card that the winner of the A block would be Evil? Well, he is. Evil, David Finley, and Yoda Tsuji were top three. Evil's in number one. So, for Block B, Shingo beat, this was yesterday, Shingo beat Drilla Maloney. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Yoshihashi. Shota Umino beat Great O'Khan. Takeshita beat Ren Narita. And ELP got a bye. So, for the final B block standings, Zack Sabre Jr., IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, is in first place. Shota Umino is in second. And Takeshita is in third place. So, there you go. And we're going to have more on this after the break. But that is, in general, where we are with the G1 right now. And the finals are this weekend. And it's actually a very, very busy weekend. So what we're doing is this. Normally, the Brian and Vinny show would be reviewing Collision and SmackDown. But this week, we are going to watch Triple Mania. So the Brian and Vinny show will be Sunday night reviewing Triple Mania. I'm going to watch all of the shows, so it is possible that I'll do something solo to cover Collision and SmackDown. It's a UFC pay-per-view weekend, which means I think Dave and Garrett have the weekend Wrestling Observer radio show. But one way or the other, we're going to cover everything that we can, and it's a very busy weekend, as it pretty much always is, because the weekend after, we've got NXT Heatwave, August 24th, and Forbidden Door, August 24th. So lots of stuff. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now.
800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, nothing like a happy ending to a story. Remember when I was reading about the winner of the prediction contest and his package was going like this all over the country? I just got the update. It has been delivered! Somehow it got there today. So, congratulations, Kevin, the prognosticator. Not a fool. All right. Here's the weekend schedule. So, Saturday, we have got Yota Tsuji. Oh, actually, this was from a few days ago. So basically, Yota Tsuji beat Shota, and so he will face Evil this weekend. Yota Tsuji versus Evil. And then Takeshita beat Finley, so he will face Zack on Saturday. So it's Evil versus Yota and Takeshita versus Saber. The winners of those two matches will square off on Sunday to determine who will be the winner of the 2025 G1. So, I mean, most likely, let's see here. Takeshita lost to Zack in block play. Tsuji lost to Evil on the 22nd. So, I mean, if Zack Sabre Jr. goes to the finals, I don't see any reason that the IWGP champion should win. So he would have to lose. Or you could do Yota Tsuji and Takeshita, one of those guys, ends up winning to face Zack Sabre Jr. at the Tokyo Dome. So, Jeremy thinks your best bet is Yota Tsuji versus Takeshita, which probably is. I don't see Evil in the finals. I mean, anything's possible. But I think Evil winning the block, that's plenty. That's plenty. So anyway, there you go. That's the G1 this weekend. And we have got SmackDown coming up on Friday. Drew McIntyre will address his actions against Cody, DIY versus Street Profits, and The Miz and Carmelo will do a tag team match. There's also TNA Emergence on Friday, which has Trick Williams versus Moose for the TNA World title, Leon Slater versus Cedric Alexander for the X title, Hardys versus the Rascals for the TNA tag team titles, Elegance Brand against the Inspiration Fatal Influence, and Lei Ying Lee and Zaya Brookside in a four-way for the Knockouts title. Steve Macklin against Jake Something, no count out, no DQ. Mike Santana versus Sammy Callahan. And Ryan Nemeth faces the Hometown Man. And then we've got Collision Saturday. Jet Speed versus the Death Riders. This is in Cincinnati, being taped tonight. Anna Jay versus Statlander, Julia Hart, and Penelope Ford in a four-way. Nigel McGuinness, Daniel Garcia, Lee Moriarty, and Hechicero. IWGP World Title Qualifier for Forbidden Door. So they could do Hechicero and Zack Sabre Jr., which has been done multiple times, and it's always awesome. Or what I believe they should do is Nigel McGuinness versus Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP World Title. I'm picking Nigel in that match. That's the one I want to see. When else are we ever going to do that match? When else will we ever have Nigel McGuinness fighting for the IWGP title against Zack Sabre Jr.? Then we have Triple Mania, which is Saturday. So Triple Mania has Vikingo, Dominic Mysterio, Dragon Lee, and El Grande Americano in a four-way for the mega title. Judgment Day, which is Finn Balor, JD, and Raquel, versus Mr. Iguana, Nino Ambergesa, and Lola Vice in a mixed six-person match. Los Garza, not Los Garzas, it's Los Garza, against Pagano and Psycho Clown for the AAA tag team titles in a street fight, which thank God that's a street fight. We have got El Macias versus Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. for the AAA Latin America title. For the AAA Reina de Reinas title, Queen of Queens, Lady Flammer versus Fabi Apache and Natalia. We have the Copa Bardal Battle Royal, which Dave says is horrific. Although maybe it won't be this time, because I think we'll have a lot of WWE folks in there as well. And then Rey Mysterio will induct Conan into the AAA Hall of Fame. So that is coming up not only on Saturday, but it is free on YouTube. You'll be able to watch that show free on YouTube. So that is Triple Mania. So a very, very busy weekend leading into a very, very busy next weekend. All right, WWE announced fans can purchase tickets for Mania 42. Two-day combo tickets will go on sale via Ticketmaster, 11 a.m. Eastern on September 24th, Wednesday, September 24th. This, of course, is the show at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, April 18th and April 19th of 2026. They've opened up a mailing list for fans who want pre-sale information. So this, of course, was the show that was going to air in New Orleans. And then Las Vegas just ponied up a lot of money, and they moved. And, you know, as we've talked about, not only did they have to pony up enough money for WWE to move, but it would have had to have been enough for WWE probably also to pay some monetary, I presume they had to pay some monetary, maybe a fine is not the right word, but, you know, to confirm to Orlando or to New Orleans that you're coming in and then essentially breaking the contract. I'm sure there was a signed contract. So they had to, they must have made a lot of money, a lot of money to move WrestleMania back to Vegas for the second night or the second year in a row. Fourth night, third and fourth night. John Cena was on Jimmy Fallon. And once again, this is now three times. He did this off air, he did this on air, and now he's done it on Jimmy Fallon. He wants to make it known he didn't pick. Well, actually, this time he was talking about the opponent for his final match. They asked if he had a hand-picked opponent. And he said, I've never operated like that. Just always kind of been reliable, show up, do whatever I'm asked. I really want this tour to be not only special, I want it to be special for this business. My goal has always been to leave WWE better than I found it. So whoever they deem appropriate to get that energy, man, I'm cool with that. 11 dates left. Does look like the Lesnar match will be head-to-head with All In, so that's probably not his last match. I guess they could do something where they bring it back, but that is that's what he had to say about that. Doesn't pick these opponents. And he made it clear, didn't pick Brock either, even though that was the initial story. So Naomi also did an interview. And, you know, a lot of what she talked about was when her and Mercedes walked out of WWE in 2022. And she said she learned a lot. It just changed her life. And anyway, the point of this is, regardless of what she said about walking out and everything, she didn't say anything about why she's out of action. And this was taped last week. And I know there were people there that thought that, you know, maybe she'll say something in that podcast that'll reveal to everyone what's going on, but she didn't. So, you know, at the time of the podcast, it doesn't appear she wasn't medically cleared. So this would have been a fairly recent thing. There were no house shows. So if it's an injury, I don't know where she would have gotten injured. And if it's not an injury, well, we'll wait and see. Kota Ibushi has signed a contract extension with AEW. This is leading into, which is actually kind of interesting because I don't know how many matches he actually had while under contract to AEW. Actually, I can probably find out. Hold on a second. Should have done this before, but I didn't. Okay, so Kota Ibushi signed the contract in July of 2023. Okay? July of 2023. So he signed a contract and then proceeded to have 4 matches. So he signed a contract in July of 2023 and had 4 matches. And now he's like signed a new contract or a contract extension. So it's just interesting that he was okay, so when his last match, he only had one match after signing with AEW. He had one match on Dynamite. It was an 8-person tag. And then he didn't do anything for almost 2 years. So apparently what this means is they didn't freeze his contract due to injury. I guess they just kept paying him and maybe he signed a 2-year deal. And anyway, he's back. But what a deal that guy had. Congratulations to him. So that's the update on Kota Ibushi. And he'll be back for Forbidden Door. And we'll have more after the break. We'll do the Dynamite Report and more here on Wrestling Observer Live.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So apparently I'm doing the job to All In, All Out. Just like SummerSlam, WrestleMania. Let's see here. Oh, okay, good. Just checking on some updates. All right, anyway, a couple of quick notes here, and then we'll get into the AEW report. Vinny and I tonight, AEW NXT, full recap of all the shows, all the details. We didn't talk a ton about NXT on Observer Radio last night, ran out of time. But Vinny apparently loved Nia Jax and Lash Legend as much as I did. So we'll have a lot to talk about tonight. And Tom as well. All right, NXT Tuesday, 728,000 viewers and a .17, which are very, very good numbers for nowadays on cable. And Collision also did well, 423,000 viewers, which was up 3%. The 18 to 49, however, was a .08, so that was not all that great, but they did have viewers. Just not 18 to 49 viewers. This is where I need somebody to step in so I don't sneeze on air. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Dynamite. So, sort of the show with its ups and downs, wasn't it? We had the MJF Hangman face-to-face, which I thought was the best thing on the show. Essentially, to cut to the chase, MJF has their version of Money in the Bank. But he just wants a match with Hangman without having to cash in. And Hangman's like, that ain't happening. So MJF went in, and his whole goal was to make Hangman so mad that Hangman would gift him a title shot, and he would still have Money in the Bank as insurance. But instead, because Max is a heel with a big ego and a fool, Hangman actually turned the tables and got Max so angry that Max agreed that he would cash in his contract for a shot at the title at Forbidden Door. So they're not doing cash-ins this year. Everybody is calling their shots, and we got two of those matches coming up at Forbidden Door. And, you know, I saw a lot of people, and they said, you know, if they were just going to do these two matches at Forbidden Door, then why didn't they just say, you know, the winners will get title shots as opposed to getting the Money in the Bank style contract and then both just calling their shot? And the answer is, I don't know, but I like it. I like what they did here. So I'm glad that the stipulation was Money in the Bank style. And instead, Hangman talked the guy into calling a shot. I think that was much, much better the way they did it here, because it got, you know, Hangman over as a smart babyface, and it got Max over as an idiot heel, which is what you want in a babyface heel match. So I liked it. John Moxley, Kevin Knight. Moxley beat him, of course. It was a very good match, but, you know, the crowd, it was a very 50-50 crowd. A lot of them really liked Moxley. It didn't get the heat and the reaction you would expect because, you know, it wasn't a match where everybody wanted to see Moxley lose. A lot of them wanted to see him win. So, of course, he won. And then Darby came out, and Moxley bailed. Darby took out Yuta, who at least everyone universally hated, and he put him in a body bag. But then Claudio returned, beat up Darby, put him in the body bag. They were going to pilmanize his neck, but who should make the return but Will Ospreay, who made a very vague challenge for Forbidden Door. By the end of the show, we knew what it was. You know, in storyline, he hadn't talked to Tony Khan about this. But also in storyline, he hadn't thought it out very well because he had no partners. So that sets up the Lights Out Cage match, which will be the final match at Forbidden Door. Alex Windsor, Queen Aminata, Willow Nightingale versus Sky Blue, Tekla, and Mercedes Monet. They had a pretty good match. There wasn't great heat for this until the end. Windsor submitted Sky Blue. And then Tony and Athena were in the crowd. They started brawling. They brawled down to the ring. Big shebang. And it ended up with Tony cutting a promo. It is her and Windsor against Athena and Mercedes. In, Tony said, Scotland. Kind of vague. For those that don't know, that's next week's Dynamite. Ospreay did a promo. Again, he said he had made a match without Tony's blessing. But Tony liked it. And so he said he made a call. It'll be himself, Darby Allin, Tanahashi, end quote, a couple more I need to confirm. And then Renee asked about his neck, and he just said, I'm fine. He wants to talk to her husband next week, Glasgow. We had Copeland and Stokely. So the match itself, I mean, it was exactly what you would expect. It's the wrestler versus the cowardly manager. And, you know, the fans, it was weird because, like, there was a spot where Copeland went out and he was interviewing fans. And it was a miss. But the reason I think that he did it, I'm not even sure if he was going to do it. I think he decided to do it because very early on, Copeland fist bumped him. Like Stokely tried two spears and didn't work. And then he wanted a fist bump and Copeland gave it to him, but then punched him. And the fans booed Adam Copeland when he punched this guy. So that's when he started interviewing fans. And out comes FTR. And the story is they can't get involved, restraining order. So Cope spears him. He asks the crowd if he should pin him. The fans scream no this time. So Copeland goes to pile drive him. Dax and Cash hit the ring. They break the restraining order. And a big brawl breaks out. And Stokely ends up throwing powder in Copeland's eyes for the disqualification. And then they beat down Copeland until Christian comes out to make the save. He just comes out, makes a save. They bonk into each other. Christian gives Copeland his bat covered in nails. And then Copeland hugs him. And that's it. You told me to let it play out. Do you know how many times I've been told let it play out as an excuse for what's not working? And like 9 times out of 10, don't tell me it's still playing out. They are reunited. They are reunited. It's not still playing out. They are reunited and they've announced the match for Forbidden Door. Okay? Like, it's over. That was the angle. I'm on Sports Byline. It was not fine, Yeti Pot Pie. I know you like Dynamite. It wasn't fine. It sucked, okay? Bro, 2 weeks ago, Christian did a promo and was a total unrepentant heel. 2 weeks ago. Last week, Copeland did a promo and said, you did a total unrepentant heel promo. What's wrong with you? This week, they're best friends. No, it's not okay. It sucks. I don't care what Christian's face said when he was leaving the ring. They hugged and the match is announced for the pay-per-view. And the following pay-per-view is in Toronto. So no, they're not going to do an angle where they break up or they have problems. It's in Toronto in September. This was the angle. I can't swear on this show. I'll talk more about this tonight. But I let it play out. Hook is coming back. The Hook Signal was airing in the skies of New York, which I'll talk more about tonight as well. We had the Young Bucks, Kyle Fletcher, Josh Alexander against Brody King, Hologram, Ishii, and Kyle's mystery opponent. The best pound-for-pound wrestler in all of New Japan professional wrestling. It's Hiromu Takahashi. And I love Hiromu, but I thought this was a letdown. Kyle versus Hiromu will be the match at Forbidden Door. I don't think any human on earth thinks Hiromu has any chance winning whatsoever. He's half the guy's size, and it could be weird. It should be good, but it'll be weird. This match was very good. They build Hologram. Are you ready for this, everybody? Where's the Eddie Pot Pie for this one? They build Hologram as 29-0. 29-0. He's won 29 matches, lost none. Can't get a title shot. Stokely gets more hoes than Hologram gets title shots. So the finish of this match was Hiromu getting the win. Good match. Something weird about it. I think maybe questionable crowd heat, something. I expected it to be better. It was good, but it was not as good as I expected it to be. Justin Roberts got double super kicked by the Bucks for revenge for him screwing up their names, and so Tony Schiavone did the rest of the show. Swerve interview with Okada. Story is Swerve is hurt, but he will not acknowledge it. That's the angle leading into the match. We had Schiavone then coming out to just... out of nowhere, he's got two big announcements. Number one, he says, Adam Copeland and Christian are teaming up for the first time in 12 years at Forbidden Door against Kip and Nick. I know in real life the reason is because they want to do the FTR match in Toronto. But, bro, when FTR hit the ring, they broke the restraining order. So now these teams can all fight. But that's not the match we're doing. It is Kip and Nick Wayne in their first match in 12 years. Yes, still playing out. And also, it'll be the Death Riders, Moxley, that idiot Yuta, and Claudio, as well as Gabe Kidd and the Young Bucks, against Darby, Tanahashi, Osprey, Omega, and Ibushi. Actually, Yuta might not be in the match. It just says the Death Riders. Death Riders, Gabe Kidd, and Young Bucks versus Darby, Tanahashi, Osprey, Omega, and Ibushi. Lights out cage match. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 10 guys in a cage. That better be a big cage, dude. That better be a big cage. And then the main event was, and this was another one. Hey, listen, I love that AEW is announcing more matches in advance. We had 5 segments announced during Observer Live yesterday. But this was another one where I did all of Observer Live. I went and got my kids from camp. Went and got some food to eat. Played a little bit. I went to watch Dynamite. I suddenly realized at 9:30, what is the main event? And out come the Ops and LFI. I had absolutely no earthly idea. I guess they announced this right before the show. But obviously the Ops won. And it wasn't much of a main event. It was just a quick match, and they won, and that was that. So then Hangman, as he was leaving, got jumped by MJF. It is a weird show, as I recap it here. Weird! Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So yeah, tonight, it'll be the Brian Avenue Show, AEW, Dynamite, NXT. A lot of time to talk about everything. We usually go almost 90 minutes. 90 minutes is the cutoff, everybody. You hear me? That's the cutoff. It's just like Netflix. In theory, we could go forever, but there's a hard out at 90 minutes. And that's the way it's going to be. So we'll talk about that, and then tomorrow I'll be back. And I have been alerted that Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. And hopefully he's got an update on his hip. Hopefully he gets in quickly and gets that thing repaired so we can get back in action. So maybe we can get back in action. I've got a list I'm making. So that's going to be tomorrow. We'll preview all of the weekend shows, talk all of the news. And Dave and I were up last night, if you want to check that out. And we also had a fun Brian and Vinny show for subscribers on the Tuesday show. Mid-South Wrestling. Got to watch it while we can. God only knows what's going to happen. We got less than a year of Peacock left. So we might as well get him in while we can. And there'll be a lot of news about that as we get going here today. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up here, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow with more. And that's it. So hit that music, Dom. We're going to wrap it up, brother. We'll talk to you again after a while.